Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I hesitate to take the floor because I have been trying to reserve our interventions on only the most crucial aspects in order for us to be able to have enough time to finish this document. But I thought I would just register our delegation's position that while we are very much flexible, we cannot agree to cherry-picking elements from the guiding principles that suits a particular position at the expense of the progress we have made, and that we also join others in asserting that the GGE's work did not end in 2019 and we can't just rehash agreed language in 2019. We also would like to have some comments on the on some textual suggestions that have been made. First, we join the majority of delegations in asking for the deletion of should in paragraph 38 and 39. Regarding paragraph 38B, we have heard very valid concerns from Ireland and Argentina. We find the Pakistani proposal quite sensible, but we would just, if we go with the Pakistani proposal, we would propose deleting the last phrase, and then before targets, inserting the phrase human, so that it can perform the critical functions of selecting and engaging to apply force against human targets without human control. But given some difficulties from some delegations, we would also be very much happy to go along with the suggestions from Switzerland and Ireland in the spirit of flexibility. With regard to paragraph A and D, there have been suggestions that these two sub-paragraphs are no longer necessary, considering that they just merely repeat IHL requirements, and we can go along with either retention or deletion, but we cannot agree that both would be there without a C and subparagraph B in the appropriate form, because we don't think that this paragraph should be limited to just reaffirming IHL. Secondly, on paragraph 38, Mr. Chair, we have expressed our flexibility on the suggestions that we add the caveat with a view to use. But having heard delegations such as Cuba, Panama, Argentina, and Palestine, we wish to revisit this position. And also given the fact that this caveat would give the impression that it would be okay to possess, transfer, acquire these weapons, even if these weapons contain the elements enumerated in A to D. So perhaps we can find a way to bridge these two positions and find a solution that would address that difficulty, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Thank you.